Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hello, everybody. I'm Lee Houston. My brother, David Bird, in the house. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I got to get this off of my chest. You know, I like ROH. I love ROH, but Tony Khan, you're messing up already. You just bought the damn company, and you're messing it up.
That's not familiar, don't it?
All of their champions, they're not with ROH. All their champions, your world champion, your television champion, your tag team champions, and your women's champion. And let me break it down so that the people can understand. Your television champion, Samoa Joe, AEW. Your world champion, Jonathan Gresham, AEW. Your women's champion, Deonna Purrazzo, works for Impact. Your tag team champions, FTR, work for AEW. What the hell are you doing? What are you doing? I mean, that is not a good thing. That's bad. I can understand one, but all your champions? All your champions? And I forgot the pure champion, Wheeler Yuta, AEW. All their champions don't work for ROH. Like, what does that say for your company? What does that say for your talent? None of your champions are contracted ROH wrestlers. That's bad. That's like Vince putting all his titles on Impact Wrestlers. That is a huge, huge, huge mistake. And then this Texas Death Match with Adam Cole and Adam Page, the whole barbed wire crown on Adam Cole's head, not a good look, and they're already getting a lot of backlash.
Ooh.
Already.
That's bad timing, too, because Easter's around the corner, you know?
Yeah, and it's Good Friday to make matters worse.
It's bad timing, man. This was weeks
Why
ago, no problem.
Why would you put that on national television?
That reminds me of back at ECW when they did the crucifixion thing.
You're absolutely right about that.
And then, bad timing too, Kurt Angle's in the building. Kurt Angle's Catholic. And you just pissed him off.
Yeah. You know the difference between ECW and Impact is when ECW did that, as bad as that was, they weren't on national television.
Yeah.
And all of their shows were airing after midnight. So they was able to get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on national television, and then to make matters worse, not only are you on national television, you're on national television on prime time.
Mm.
This is the stupidest thing you can do.
Is.
But I really believe Tony Khan is an idiot right now.
Yeah. Bad timing all over the place, man. First of all, it's Good Friday. Bad idea. Second of all, yo, national television. Bruh, I'm all for a good hardcore match, but you could do a lot of stuff with that ball wire. No, you won't make a crown of the ball wire symbolic to the crown of thorns on Christ. That's the story. I'm like,
absolutely.
That's a low blow, man. That's wrong. I don't know if he purposely did that or just happened. That's wrong.
I don't know, but at the end of the day, the whole thing is stupid. But at the end of the day, he's running a company. So, everybody checks with him, and he gets the final say. Similar to what Vince does.
Uh-huh.
So, unless they went ahead and did it without him knowing it, because I do know they are allowed to do stuff on their own without him giving the go-ahead. But, yeah, that's just stupid. And then the whole ROH thing with all their champions not working for ROH is a mistake. I can understand one, but all your titles? Mm-hmm. All your titles? Come on. Like, you're messing up already. You're messing up already.
Yeah. Speaking of some of those people you mentioned, they will be at the Impact Wrestling Rebellion card April 23rd.
Yes, next week.
Yeah, at Poskipi, New York, in the Mid-Hudson.
Oh, you mean Poughkeepsie is pronounced.
Yeah, there you go. Over there.
Poughkeepsie, New York, yes. Poughkeepsie, New York. Legendary, you said, what's that place?
At the Mid-Hudson Civic Center.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, I'm gonna need you to help me with one of these names here. I've been butchering this name for a while now. Let's start with it. He gonna face Jonah. How do you pronounce his name here?
Tomaro Ishii. He's from New Japan Pro Wrestling.
There you go. Tomaro Ishii. Okay. I've been butchering that guy's name. Also, we got Tasha Steelz and Rosemary. Knockout Women's Championship. Deonna Peruzzo and Taya Valkyrie. Chris Sabin.
Back in Impact.
Say again?
So she's back in Impact.
Yes, man. Yes, sir. She's back. Chris Sabin, Jay White, and Steve Macklin. Violet by Design. They will take on 8 other tag teams. Or 7, I don't, my math is horrible. 8 of the tag teams in a tag team elimination match. One of the tag team champions. We got John the Grisham and Eddie Edwards. We got Trey Miguel, Ace Austin, Mike Bailey, and of course Moose versus Josh Alexander.
Triple threat match for the X Division title.
And by the
way, of course. You're right. Let's not forget Jay White will also be in action. Another New Japan star.
Yes, sir. Then, of course, Backlash. I find it cool on a personal level that Backlash happens to be on Mother's Day. And I would suggest that loud noise in the background. I would suggest that you entice your mama to watch it with you. But I know for personal fact, moms and wrestling don't mix. So, hey, if your mom like wrestling, go for it. If not, you're on your own. But Backlash, May 8th. Take this out right here.
We only have 3 matches announced so far. I know Cody is facing Seth Rollins in a WrestleMania rematch.
His first pay-per-view to WrestleMania.
Yep. Yeah, so it's going to be, they only announced 3 matches so far. Seth Rollins will face Cody Rhodes in a rematch from WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Winner take all, RK-Bro will face the Usos for both the Raw and SmackDown Tag Team titles. And, of course, it's the big I Quit match.
Yes, sir.
Charlotte Flair defending the SmackDown Women's Championship against Ronda Rousey.
By the way, one of my favorite I Quit matches of all time. I've given this man a lot of heat over the years, but I respect this man, John Cena, JBL, I Quit match. By the way, John Cena's never lost an I Quit match.
That's true. He's been in 5. That was one of my favorites. Him and JBL. Also, him and Randy Orton I liked as well. And him and The Miz.
Yeah.
The Miz, who added a lot of layers into that match with all the trash talking he was doing. Doing in the match, which made the match more interesting to watch. And, of course, who ever forget the 1999 Royal Rumble, Mankind, Mick Foley.
Oh, gosh.
Against The Rock. 11 unprotected chair shots to the head while he was handcuffed.
Let me tell you something. Mick Foley's wife and kids in the audience, and they had to leave. Their daughter and kids getting upset, and the wife getting upset. 11 unprotected chair shots to his damn skull. You can't tell all of you, like, oh, that's just fake. Okay, you try that and see how you feel. By the way, that chair connected to his head, okay?
Yeah.
Wrestling is scripted, but damn it, that chair connected 11 damn times. Yeah.
You know, I remember this one. There's another infamous, there's a couple of good, quick matches. I'll never forget Tommy Dreamer and the Sandman in ECW.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those two beat the living hell out of each other. And what about, this is back in the 80s, Magnum TA versus Tully Blanchard, an I Quit match inside of the cage. Starrcade 1985, that is on the WWE Network. And if you haven't seen that I Quit match, I advise you to watch that I Quit match. And another I Quit match that's also very famous, Terry Funk versus Ric Flair, Clash of the Champions, 1989. The thing those two did to each other during the match and leading up to the match is nuts.
There's one match at I want to say No Mercy. No Mercy. Vincent's Stephanie.
That
quick
match sucked, but yeah,
yeah,
you're right about that one.
Now, at the time, everybody was like, this is going to be bad. So Vince created another option. This is the first and the only time an I Quit match had a pinfall as pinfall solution to it.
That's true.
Because Vince,
Stephanie
like,
wasn't allowed to pin her. I mean, pin him.
Yeah, if you're a strong man against a woman, I'm not saying women are weak at all, but it's not right for a man to be pummeling a woman. So Vince, okay, here's what I'm gonna do. I put my ownership on the line. Wink, wink. I put my ownership of the company on the line. She put her job as your manager on the line. And I'll tell you what, you can pin me. If you can pin me, I'm out. If I make you say I quit, you're out.
I got a guess. Vince and his credit family. I mean, his family credit. The things that that family has done for our entertainment is nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, those two are slapping each other and kicking and punching each other and having matches against each other. And they were really,
Well, everybody believed them, yeah.
There were points where man, that's hard to talk about. I mean, they would really hit each other at times and make the match come off really good. I mean, thinking about that I Quit match, I'll never forget the warning Vince. I mean, well, Linda gave Vince, what people don't know is that pay-per-view took place on a Sunday, No Mercy 2003, that I Quit match. What a lot of people don't know is that Stephanie married Triple H the following Thursday.
For real?
And Linda told Vince, if he hurts Stephanie gets a black eye, a bruise, a scar, or anything, that's your ass. So Vince, he pulled it off, luckily.
How cool is that, though? You dress your daddy, and you dress your daughter, and then you get married for real. Whenever the wedding was, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, but you know, he didn't have an easy task.
Yeah. And Stephanie ain't no pushover. Let's get that straight right now.
Well, I don't know if you remember in the match, even Vince got him a little scar, which is funny thinking about it. He was told not to give Stephanie anything, but Stephanie ended up giving him something.
How you gonna explain to your wedding guests that you got a black eye at your wedding day? You looking all good on your wedding day. You got a black eye.
Yeah, Vince is the one that ended up having a black eye, a nasty one, a nasty scar underneath his eye.
Lord have mercy.
Luckily, makeup covered all of that up, so he was straight for the wedding day. But interesting.
It's good times, man. All that's going down this Sunday. 3 weeks from this Sunday. Happy Easter, by the way. It's going down May 8th on Peacock. Now, if you can't afford the $5.40 or the $9.99, what you do? Go to Google.com. In the search box, type in Watch Wrestling. Click Find Backlash. Find the stream that works for you. And there you go.
Yes. And Resurgence is actually next week. New Japan is returning to the United States with their pay-per-view, Windy City Riot. That's right, the big Windy City Riot show. Scheduled to take place in let me get my cheat sheet up here because it's going to be in a couple of weeks. New Japan back in the States.
Yes, sir. Much love to New Japan. While he's doing that, I would like to remind you, today's episode is brought to you by, as always, Backup Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. You have a CDL license. You can drive trucks. Call 1-888-712-2587. That's 712-2587. But I got the number right. Let them know you drive trucks, you have CDL license, and y'all can put something together, and you can get paid.
Well, actually, the show is actually this weekend, the 16th. River Park, Illinois, the Odeon Expo Center. The Odeon, that brings back memories. The original ECW ran shows in that place. But anyway, time to look at the card. This New Japan show. Tomorrow, Ishii will face Minoru Suzuki. Tom Lawler will face Yuji Nagata. Jay White will face a mystery opponent. And this is going to be similar to what Seth Rollins had to go through at WrestleMania.
Oh.
Jay White will not know his opponent until he's in the ring. Anyway, Jon Moxley will face Will Ospreay. I can't wait to see that match. Vengeance and Brody King will take on TMDK in a 6-man tag team Chicago street fight. LA Dojo will face The Factory. For those who don't know The Factory, those are AEW wrestlers. The group of QT Marshall, Aaron Solo, and Nick Camarado. In a 6-man tag match. Then you have a 10-man tag match. Fred Rosser, Josh Alexander, Alex Cohen, Ren Narita, and Chris Dickinson will face Team Filthy. And United Empire will face Bullet Club in a 12-man tag team match. Yeah, most of the matches on the card are all tags.
Wow. It's going to be good. Like I said earlier, you can't afford pay-per-view. Go to Google.com, type in Watch Wrestling in the search box. Find that pay-per-view and enjoy.
Absolutely.
I got to warn you right now, you might have a couple of ads, but it's worth it. So check it out.
Yeah, you know you're going to get ads. Somewhere down the line. I don't know if you heard, but what about these three big stadium shows WWE has for their pay-per-views during the entire summer? It's nuts. I know Vince is obsessed with stadium shows, but damn.
We're going to go back to the Reliance Stadium in Vegas for SummerSlam. We got
No. Money in the Bank is first.
I'm sorry, Money in the Bank. We're going to go, let me look this up here.
SummerSlam will be on July 30th from Nissan Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee. It will be the first SummerSlam not to be held in the month of August.
Wow.
And at the end of the year, the WWE is heading to the UK for another stadium show. The pay-per-view hasn't been announced yet, but it will be the first WWE pay-per-view stadium show in the UK since SummerSlam 92.
I want to say gonna be in Cardiff.
That's nuts. A UK stadium show. They haven't. The last time they had a stadium, a pay per view stadium show in the UK was 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. That's for my By time. Way, yeah.
Yes, you're right. Absolutely. By the way, they did set an attendance record for SummerSlam 92 in Wembley Stadium of 80,355, and that record still stands to this day, 30 years later, and that record has yet to be broken in Wembley Stadium.
I'm going to take you back in time. You remember there's that record and there's one in North Korea.
Oh, man. You're talking about the coalition in Korea.
Yeah, that one. That now, by the way,
the New Japan WCW and All Japan Pro Wrestling show.
Yes, sir. Check this out. Check this out. Check this out. So leading up to that event, right? You watch the episode on Dark Side of the Ring. You can find it on demand. So it was a hot mess all trip. First of all, they were forced to be there. It was supposed to be WWE. They passed on that, so WCW did it. So they go there, and everything's a hot mess. They can't have no. They barely have privacy. Phone calls are recorded, and phone calls are recorded and listening to. One wrestler's on the phone with his wife talk like, "This country sucks. We can't do this. Can't do that." And in the middle of the conversation, the phone hung up. And somebody knocked on his door. The president wants to talk to you. The North Korean president at the time wants to talk to you. Don't, you can't even talk trash about our country like that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh, but that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
That was Scott Norton, by the way, not wrestler.
Eric Bischoff went for a run, and they had to have some kind of, what you call it, people looking out for them.
They have chaperones.
Chaperones, there you go. Chaperones looking, watching them, all their, every bitch off for running, chaperone lost her damn mind.
Well, it's weird. Like, every wrestler had their own chaperone. Eric Bischoff went for a run, didn't tell his chaperone, and he got in trouble.
Mm-hmm. And then they were forced to go pay their respects to the country's founder. And the only person treated treated decently was Ali. Muhammad Ali happened to be there on the tour as well, independently, of course. But this is Ali, so you know. Other than that, they treated him like garbage.
He got treated slightly different, but he still had to go through the same stuff.
Oh, definitely.
Oh man, that's man. Vince was smart to say, absolutely not, we're not going. WCW.
Now, on the good side, WCW has that one flex. We have, sure, North Korea's never been beaten since. The record, the attendance record, never been beaten since. That's the good side. Bad side, they treated like garbage the whole time.
What about that? That is the largest crowd ever to see a wrestling event, and that record will never be broken. The only bad thing is it was forced.
Uh-huh.
It's either you go, if you don't go, you get a bullet to the head.
Yeah.
And the attendance record for that show is 190,000 people.
I mean, imagine being in that country where you have no access, you barely have access to anything. Your family in the United States don't know where you are because like, you can't check in with nobody because their phone sucks. Their location on their phones. By the way, this is long before cell phones. Okay? This is long before cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody barely had a cell phone. This is like the 80s. They barely had a cell phone. So,
you know what that reminds me? That reminds me of when WWE first started going to Iraq.
Uh-huh.
To entertain the troops, because they didn't have a lot of access to really anything.
Yeah.
The first couple of times they went. And it was all voluntary the first couple of times they went. But now, I don't know how it is now, but the first couple of times it was all voluntary.
Yeah. Some people have a problem nowadays when they go to Saudi and everything. They have a problem with WWE going over there. But hey, as long as the check clears, it's all good.
Absolutely. You know, that's a good question. I wonder if that's still voluntary, because the first three times they went to Saudi, it was voluntary. Mm-hmm. And if you remember, it was one particular Saudi show, I forget which one it was, Roman Reigns said no, John Cena said no, and Bryan Danielson at the time, he said no. Mm-hmm. So, three of the biggest stars said no, since it was voluntary. He's like, yeah, we're not going.
Yeah. I'm surprised Goldberg, Heyman, they say, yeah, mind you, they're Jewish, and you know the history between the Jews and everything else. So, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was a little interesting.
By the way, speaking of our Jewish friends, happy Easter. Passover and Good Friday.
Absolutely.
It's both Passover and Good Friday. I can't think of a better way to spend my Good Friday with some wrestling. Hope you guys have a joy SmackDown or enjoying Rampage right now. Should be wrapping up soon.
So Rampage already ended. That ended before SmackDown did.
Oh, really?
Rampage was forced to start earlier due to the NBA playoffs.
Gotcha.
Next week, they will be back at their regular time.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward.
So basically, they went head to head with SmackDown their first hour.
I wonder who won.
I know Adam Page beat Adam Cole to retain the AEW Championship. William Regal's group, the Blackpool Combat Club, beat the Gun Club in a 6-man match. That's all I know as of now.
Let me ask you this. WWE, coming off of a huge WrestleMania weekend not too long ago, how can they keep this momentum up?
I don't know, but they're keeping it up. They're doing three big stadium shows during the summer and the fall. So, I guess there's your answer.
Wow.
You know, they killed the Super Bowl in terms of numbers. I mean, slaughtered them.
I mean, let me tell you something.
This ain't the first time a WWE is outdrawn a Super Bowl, because a lot of people don't know that a lot of these stadiums the WWE has hosted WrestleMania in, the Super Bowl has been held in a lot of the same places, and WWE has beaten them in terms of ticket sales and revenue and attendance.
Yes, sir.
So it ain't the first time that they've beaten a Super Bowl.
When you can outdo the Super Bowl, you've done something, man.
Yeah, but they really hammered the Super Bowl in terms of revenue this year. Mm. Not just revenue, but even in social media, I mean, they hammered the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
Hammered the Super Bowl.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, we're going to be showing a little California love. Wink. Next year. Little California love next year in Inglewood, California. Look, WrestleMania 39.
Oh, SoFi Stadium. That was the same place this year's Super Bowl was held. And I'm calling it now. I bet the WWE will outdraw the Super Bowl in the same venue.
And one of these WrestleManias, I would love to see, champion or not, Roman Reigns and The Rock.
You know, I don't know if you saw this past episode of Young Rock where it was teased.
I saw that one. I loved it.
There was a little scene where they're watching, I forget what they're watching, but a young Roman Reigns who's a kid. Mm-hmm. And The Rock says, this is my cousin Joe. Many of you may know him as Roman Reigns. And he's like, I want to wrestle. Come wrestle me. He's like, now's not the time. The only a match that day can only take place at WrestleMania.
He's not wrong, though.
I was like, WrestleMania. I was like, that's definitely a hit. If you think about the timeline, I was like, yeah, that's definitely a big hit.
And then, can you imagine this? I don't care if it's WrestleMania. I don't care if it's SummerSlam. It has to be on the big stage. I prefer WrestleMania. If we have to do it SummerSlam, so be it. Let's say Roman Reigns is finished dominating his opponent, right? And all of a sudden, you hear that familiar, if you smell, and The Rock comes out. Now, hear me out. So, just like we did Money in the Bank with John Cena. So, they stare each other down. But be like, it can pop off any moment, though. Don't just stare each other down, but stare each other down. It could pop off any moment. And then at the right time, dim the lights, go off the air, pick it back up on Friday on SmackDown.
Nothing does awesome.
But unfortunately, the powers that be won't listen to that, but that's just my suggestion.
I think that would happen if they go ahead and make that. And that would be a huge, huge, huge misfortune if they do not make that match. Mm-hmm.
I prefer it to be WrestleMania, but it has to be SummerSlam, so be it.
You know, take it anywhere you can get it, you know?
Yeah. And then the build-up. There's so many ways you can do this with the build-up. We can make this personal as hell. Family all the way. For example, you can have The Rock saying, Roman Reigns or The Rock, either one, say this. All this time, you've been following, oh, perfect example. You can have The Rock say this to Roman Reigns. All this time you ride my coattails, you can't do this on your own. You ride my coattails all this time. Roman Reigns said, man, screw you, I've been doing this. And then just have him go at it. Verbally, physically, I don't care. Have him go at it.
You know what would be a good line? If Roman says, I'm the head of the table, and then The Rock says, well, I helped build that table for you to be the head of.
That's smart.
That would be an awesome line right there.
Shoot. Oh, my God. In the world of dreaming and imagination, that would freaking be awesome. But unfortunately, WWE has an irritating habit of not listening to your doggone fans.
Yeah, there's been a few missed opportunities that they could have made huge matches with, and they messed it up.
I would tear my eyes out. God forbid this happens on any other platform. You imagine The Rock, Roman Reigns, a company outside of WWE. That would be the ultimate slap in the face.
Yeah, that would be.
Like, how dare you not have The Rock?
Not to fix that.
Yeah. Now, if any other company was to have this, that would be the ultimate insult. Like, for real. This has to happen on WWE turf, and it has to happen on the biggest stage possible.
Well, if it was to happen in some other company, it wouldn't be as successful. So it has to happen in WWE, because no one would know the company exists.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, pop culture-wise, no one knows other wrestling companies exist outside of WWE.
Exactly. For example,
I say this all the time, and I have friends that ask me, hey, whatever happened to Chris Jericho? Not knowing that Chris Jericho is still wrestling for AEW, but uh-huh. The thing is, they don't know AEW exists. So right. They don't see Chris Jericho on WWE TV for a couple of years. They're like, okay, did he retire? Is he still, what's going on with him? He's still wrestling. He's like, what you mean he's still wrestling? I don't see him on WWE no more. He's not in WWE. He's working for this company.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to explain that to a couple of people. So that's the big difference between WWE and everybody else. WWE is pop culture. WWE is mainstream.
Yes.
And all the other companies are not. Unless you are a wrestling fan within that wrestling bubble, then you know other places exist. But in terms of mainstream popularity and pop culture, nobody knows these other places exist.
Definitely, man. Like, for example, MVP once said in the tweet, there is life outside the E, as in WWE. However, that's true. There's no company on mainstream like WWE. For example, we go back with you... We take it all the way back to when she was a little kid. Okay? We take it all the way back. When you couldn't get a day on Friday night, on a Friday night when you was in high school, we was there for your sorry tale. When you Old girl broke your heart. We was there for you. You couldn't find Dato Prime Night. We was there for you. Okay?
True.
8 years old with your Hulk Hogan wrestling buddy. We was there for you. WWE was there.
I couldn't have said any better.
Your little Hulk Hogan wrestling buddy, and you're sitting in your pajamas right in front of the TV watching wrestling. Who was there all that time? WWE. He's the other Johnny come lately. God bless him. But we can be real with you. WWE is old faithful. And deep down, you know that.
I agree.
Everybody complaining you about know, this, complaining about that. But yeah, you bought tickets to WrestleMania. I'm just saying.
I agree. Because I've done that. There were times where I wasn't in the best of moods. Like, you know what? Watching wrestling makes me feel better. Yeah. Hell, I forgot I even had a bad day while wrestling was on. Because right. My mind was completely taken off what was going on with me personally. Hell, even when I was sick, I put on WWE, I would feel a little bit better watching that because then I forget I'm sick.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, man. I never forget, every time I come home from the dentist, I pop in No Way Out 2004, and I feel better. This is back when it was on VHS tape.
One thing Dusty Rhodes said, and he's absolutely right about, no matter what you're going on in your life, you can always count on wrestling to momentarily take whatever's going on in your life and it goes away because you are entertained by us. You spend your hard-earned money to watch us, you watch television to watch us, and us being professionals, us being wrestlers, it's our job to make bad times good times for you guys.
Exactly. I couldn't say that any better, man. Wow.
Dusty's up there.
And by the way, I want to add this right here. A lot of people complain and complain. I'm a part of a Facebook group called TWC. The Wrestling Fan Collection or something like that. And I was invited by Ted DiBiase's Facebook team. So I'm reading the comments of people talking trash about WWE. I'm like, you do know the founder, the creator, page is a Hall of Famer. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. The Million Dollar Man.
And people talk trash sometimes. I'm like, it's not like AEW fan. I noticed this. AEW fans, most people want the AEW to die, but at the same time, I want the AEW fan want WWE to improve. And I love, will always love WWE, but there's plenty of room for improvement.
Everybody can be better.
Oh, yeah.
AEW really needs to get better because they're not doing any better than WWE. Definitely. I mean, AEW fans are the worst wrestling fans. And I say that because AEW can have the worst match in the history of the world and loyal AEW fans will not admit that this match was terrible. Mm-hmm. That's the difference between AEW fans and everybody else. Yeah, AEW fans are the worst.
But AEW
is not any better than WWE.
There's some
all the talent that came over from WWE, they're not really doing much with those guys. And you think that it would improve, but little by little it hasn't. It's like everybody that came over, it's like they're all fucking stale. But mm-hmm. I love Adam Cole. I am an Adam Cole mark. But I guarantee you, you put two TVs side by side. You watch his matches on NXT next to the matches he's had in AEW. It's completely opposite. It's night and day.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. All those guys are hard to watch. And Jericho, I love Chris Jericho. AEW, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. At first, yes. It's like all these guys are like stale.
You know,
even Keith Lee, they haven't done nothing with him. Mm. They're finally just starting to do something with what the hell is his name? Jay Lethal. And I'm a Jay Lethal fan, but yeah, these guys are not doing any better than WWE. If anything, some of the guys that were in WWE who left WWE because of how they were being used, they're not being used any better. If anything, they're being used worse.
There's some people, I do say there's some people that will refuse to watch WWE. Like, I'm only an AEW fan. But yeah, meanwhile, you I noticed you tune in to Raw now and then. You tune in to SmackDown now and then. Bruh, come on.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because little by little, these AEW fans, I think they're starting to be smart enough to realize, okay, this is starting to be shit. And what's that guy that just, forgot his name, the Mexican guy that was in WWE. He left WWE, comes to AEW, and gets injured his first night. He wrestled Adam Cole. Oh, Jake Atlas, there you go. First match in AEW against Adam Cole, he gets injured. And he's out for 8 months to a year.
Wow. Van House. They ain't doing nothing with him in the ring. He just doing gimmicks and segments and all this stuff. Put that dude, I'm going to see what he got in the ring. Van
House. I'm interested to see how they use Samoa Joe. And they already put a title on him, the ROH World TV title. Like I said, Tony Khan, you're messing up. You're fucking up ROH. Not one contracted ROH wrestler has an ROH title. How did you do that? And I don't care what no one says. If you disagree with me, you're an idiot. If you are running a company, you need to make sure your talent are champions. I can understand one title, but all of them? Every single championship in ROH is not held by an ROH wrestler. That's embarrassing.
Yes,
like, you're off to a bad start, a real bad start, and you need to fix that.
Well, in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up for tonight. I do want to thank David Burton for being with us tonight. I'm going to dig him back up when he can. And we're going to have
an
awesome time again. By the way, happy Easter weekend. Happy Good Friday. Happy Passover. And we'll see you guys next time on WrestleTracks. Good night, everybody.
Take care.